let me start again by thanking you, Mike, for having me join you. And let me also start by saying a little bit about myself. I describe myself as a recovering academic. I was a medical school professor for 36 years. I'm a medical oncologist, and I did research in breast cancer prevention and treatment, and started flying as an intern many, many years ago, back when dinosaurs walked the earth, and been flying for over 40 years. And then at the tender young age of 67, after having flown for four decades, I decided that in my retirement, it would be a great idea and a fun thing to become a flight instructor. And so I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about us when I talk about mature flight instructors and the older pilot. And there's some special issues that I think all flight instructors need to be aware of, whether you're a new instructor, whether you're a seasoned instructor, a mature instructor. There are some special concerns that come to bear in the older pilot. So that's what we're going to talk about for the next 30 or 40 minutes. If I can get the slides to advance. There we go. So first of all, a little moment of tribute to Richard McSpadden. You may know the story of Richard. He was a former commander of the Air Force Thunderbird Squadron and worked at AOPA for a number of years.